At the end of every edition of our program, we bring you some sabiduría, some words of wisdom. This next woman will go unnamed because of her alcoholism. But she's living proof that in spite of the difficulties Latinas and Latinos face, substance abuse, depression, thoughts of suicide, you may always have these problems, but they don't have to be the end. Words of wisdom now from a recovering Latina alcoholic.
I had a happy childhood in the South Bronx in the 1950s. My Latino parents liked to host parties, and I would take sips from their drinks. As a teenager, I went to neighborhood parties with girlfriends, but I was the only one who drank too much and got sick. In my 20s, I drank socially, married my childhood sweetheart, and we had two children. By my 30s, I had divorced my cheating husband and become a single mom. I was filled with fear and resentment and found comfort in dance clubs. I began to drink with abandon. Soon, my alcoholism progressed, and I lost all control. I lost weekends to hangovers. I lost quality time with my children. I lost my memory to blackouts. But I always had a job. I thought I was okay as a functioning alcoholic. My mother helped me with the kids, but when she died suddenly, I was beyond devastation, and I vowed to stop drinking. But I couldn't stop. Years went by, and one drink always led to another and another. I considered suicide as a way out. It seemed easier to die than to go on living. I had reached a turning point. I shared my problem with a friend who I admired for her calm and positive attitude. She confided that Alcoholics Anonymous had restored her to sanity, and she suggested I attend a few meetings. She said, "The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop drinking." Desperate for help, I went to my first AA meeting where they said that by following 12 simple steps with the guidance of an experienced AA sponsor, I could stop drinking alcohol and lead a reasonably happy life, one day at a time. I was willing to go to any lengths to stop the pain, so I attended more meetings, found a sponsor, and began to take action. In step one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, and our lives had become unmanageable. I learned it's a we program. We help one another get sober and stay sober. In step two, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. It's a spiritual program, not a religious one. My sponsor urged me to find a personal God who loved and protected me unconditionally. In step three, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him or her. I decided to surrender my belief that I could control people, places, and things. Instead, I accepted the possibility that a higher power would care for me. I haven't had a drink in more than 12 years. I stay sober one day at a time, and I'm reasonably happy, with God in one hand and AA in the other. Recovering alcoholics in AA have one primary purpose: to carry the message to suffering alcoholics. To learn more about AA, a worldwide organization, sign on to aa.org for information in Spanish or English. I promise you, if I can do it, you can too. It works if you work it.
And we want to say a very special thank you to our anonymous contributor for speaking out and for the hope. Gracias. Gracias.